Freeman. Okay, your Mukesh Ambani. You have $40 billion.
But if Krishna didn't give you air to breathe, you can't even breathe. You are stuck, you know, in a wheelchair. Krishna can take it all away in a second. So he controls everything. Krishna is the control, it's mentioned here. He's the air and all living entities. By his mercy we are able to breathe. We think we are the controller. If there's no air in your body, then you got coronavirus. You can't breathe. And it says here, there is that planet, Vaikuntha Loka, where there is no anxiety. Vaikuntha means no anxiety. Everyone here is full of anxiety. As soon as we finish rocking kirtan, oh my God, I have to do this, I have to do that. You're back in your material position. That's why you need to observe yourself. Fully observe your Krishna consciousness. Singing and dancing, no time. Nothing in between. Nothing gets in between. Only Bhagavan, Krishna. It's you and Krishna. And sometimes we say, oh, I got this problem, that. What problem? At the time of death, you don't have time to think of anything. Suppose you have a car accident. In a second, you're gone. Where is the time? You don't even have time to chant Hare Krishna. He says so many things. So, Krishna is everything in us. He's sitting in our heart as Paramatma, Super Soul. Sarvasya chaha vridhi sannivishto. Krishna said, I'm sitting in everyone's heart. And I guide them. If they desire to come to me, I will guide them to bring them to me. If you want anything, you go to Krishna. I go to Krishna every day. And when I'm here, if I'm not here, Krishna's in the heart. Krishna's everywhere. So, devotees, we don't have anxiety. Because why? We understand that Krishna's in our heart. He, Shruhidam sarva bhutanam gattamam santi michyati. That He is the friend of all of the entities. He's the best friend. You see, we're all friends. You're like, you are a friend. I have so many friends. But I cannot sit in your heart. I can't sit in your mind. That's why Krishna is the best friend. He goes wherever you go. His company is his ultimate companion. Companionship. Everybody wants companionship. But Krishna is our best friend. So I'm never alone. Shruhidam sarva bhutanam, he's a friend of all living entities. Krishna says it. Why he says it? Because he is the friend of all living entities. I can't say, oh, you're all my friend. I'm the friend of all living entities. I didn't say that. Because Krishna says it because he's sitting in everyone's heart. So Krishna expands himself. Anything you see in this world is his expansion. Even material world is his expansion. Krishna created it. This is the Krishna consciousness attitude. When you see things in relation to Krishna, we have no problem. We see anything of this world, we see this is part of Krishna. Jajjat vibhutima sattam. Krishna says, this world is but the fragmental portion of my opulence. Vibhuti. So we are never bewildered by it. Because we know Bhagavan is everywhere. What's the problem? This is Prahlad Maharaj, he was a small boy, 5-year-old boy, and everyone tried to kill him. He was, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Throw him in the pot of oil, let him burn in the boiling hot oil. No problem, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So happily, the oil become cold. Throw him off the cliff. Yes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna caught him there. Throw him off and put him under the mad elephant. He's trampled by the elephant and squash him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Elephant picking up, putting his back. So where's the anxiety? Krishna's there. We have to have faith. So Krishna created this world. When you can actually understand the position of Krishna as the supreme, the source of everything, supreme person of the Godhead, the source of everything, then we will know that. Actually, that is the ultimate principle of philosophy. Maharaj was explaining the other day, this Devamrita Maharaj, he was explaining the other day. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just said, take it! Just chant Hare Krishna, everything is there. If you want to touch your nose, you can do like this. I have a shoulder ache. And they said, such a headache to go around. He just go like that. Chanting Hare Krishna, it's as simple. Everything is in the holy name. Sab kichu namer moddhe ache. They say in Bengali. Everything is there in the name. It's there in the name. Sab kichu namer moddhe ache. Everything is there in the beatback. The holy name. You have to have not only beatback, you have to have Krishna in your heart, in your mind. I saw outside the Brahmacharya Ashram there, there's a toilet there, the tree there, there's one beatback hanging there for the last 1 week. Do you see it? Yeah, still hanging, and raining, and still hanging. Nobody bothered to take it because everyone's thinking it belongs to someone. It was after 1 week. So you have to respect, Krishna's there. Take it, chant nicely. You know, I finished my 16 rounds, bas ho gaya. Put the beatback there, at that regular spot where you keep it, and then you take it off the next day when you want to chant your rounds. No! Let it hang on your neck. Chant whenever you have time. You're on the bus, you're on the train, chant Hare Krishna. The devotees talk about Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the devotees, they discuss about me, conversing about me, one another. They take great pleasure in it. Because I hear God chant Hare Krishna again. No, you look forward to it. He saw me in here. Whew. I love it. Only thing is my throat and body struggling. So what? Die for Krishna. Yeah. That's your attitude. That's what surrender means. Surrender means you surrender yourself completely to Krishna. Atmanivedan. Your body and your mind. Everything to Krishna. Arpita tu apada nanda kishor. I've given myself, family, everything to Krishna. So when you can understand that Krishna is the source of everything, He is the controller. He is the supreme controller. It's mentioned here, He is the controller of everything. No, I'm the controller. Who said Krishna? I'm the controller. I control this temple. I'm president. I'm the vice president. I'm the best Madanga player. I'm the best singer. I'm the temple commander. Oh yeah. We're none of this. We're servant of Krishna. We are here to do service to Prabhupada. We have a mission. Our job, our business is to please Krishna, is to please Prabhupada. We're taking up some service on behalf of Prabhupada to manage the temple so people come. We can make people Krishna conscious. As a service, it's devotional service. So we are very lucky to have this position to please Krishna through our service. Somebody is cutting vegetables, somebody is cooking, somebody is sweeping, somebody is managing the temple. This is all service to Krishna. So we have to understand, when we can understand Krishna as the supreme of everything, He is the supreme controller, then we can succumb to our senses completely, control. People say, how to control the senses, how to be Vaishnava, how to control over our body and His senses. Just understand Krishna is the enjoyer. He is the supreme enjoyer. Just like today is supposed to be my birthday, there's material body on me. But this body is everything. I remember when tomorrow, what's your age?
10.
10.
11.
Huh? 11. 11. Sure. 10, 9. So, one time every year I was your age, 9, 55. Oh my God. But I remember when I was your age, I used to think, when I looked at the older people, I said, they're so lucky, they're already so old, and they don't have much time in this world, they're going to go back to Kali quickly. And I have to go through all this time to come to that age. And now here I am. But I don't think I'm going to get that old, because I can't dance and sing with a stick now. That's time to go. So if I can't chant Hare Krishna and dance and sing in ecstasy like I just did, what's the point of living? Some people say, I want to live for hundreds of years. Like, Trees live for 1,000 years, but they're not singing and dancing. What's the? So our mission is to be here, is to stand Hare Krishna in ecstasy. Now, here I go again, understand Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is this? Atman Medan, that's what it means. You have to sing, cry for Krishna, dance for Krishna so much that Krishna himself will get up the altar and dance with you. And the pujari will notice that the shoes are misplaced because the Lord was dancing with him. So Prabhupada said, you know, did you see? There was Narad Muni, there's Brahma. They were here in the Kirtan. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means no hovering on the mental level. Get off the mental platform and chant Hare Krishna. Because we had a very short time here. If your house is on fire, you think, oh God, you know. You don't have time, you have to get out of the house. Protect yourself. So we are in a material world. So it's mentioned here, material world. Birth, death, old age, disease. Welcome to the material world. Boom! Well, hey, we take birth in the material world. We've fallen down from the spiritual world, the material world. We're bombarded by misery and disease. Even children, they have the children medicine, right? You work in a pharmacy. Even children, then we're born, we have a new body, but we still get sick. So we're born with disease. And sometimes they say, like in South, they say that when children are born, their body should be on a banana leaf, so they don't touch the world. It's more healthy. And but it's all the same. The material world is all misery. None of us, when we took birth, we didn't say Hare Krishna. We came out crying because we felt, and the mother also felt a relief. We are born because you have to carry the baby for so many months. They feel relief. It's like going to the toilet and get it out. Sorry. But the thing is, it's a relief. Our body, you look at it. You take a bit of the skin off from the top layer. You don't want to look at it. It's so disgusting. So our body is like that. So we need to understand clearly what is material world. Material world is a place. Dukkhalayam asasatam, Krishna says, the place of misery. There's nothing here in this world. This is why we take pleasure in chanting Hare Krishna. We take pleasure in dancing and singing. That's the only pleasure. I love it. I wish I could do it day and night. I wish I didn't have to sleep. In fact, I go to sleep. I can't sleep. I'm running around. After a big Harinam, I was just talking to someone just now, just yesterday, and he said, you know, we had a big party at Harinam on Sunday, and one devotee, he called me, and he says, I couldn't sleep all night. And so his wife said, why, what's going on? Why are you rolling around? He said, I'm very excited for Harinam, I can't sleep. So he got up, and he was going up and down the room, chanting. So that's what happens. Prabhupada got up in the middle of the night once and he went to the Brahmacharya ashram and he started kicking everybody. That would be so nice, Prabhupada kicking you, you get the blessing. He said, what are you doing? You're wasting your human life. And they all look up to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, it's 1 o'clock at night. We are sleeping now. So Prabhupada could see. He had the transcendental vision. Nobody sleeps in the spiritual world. It's eternal. You don't need to sleep. If you want to eat, you can eat like Govardhan Hill. That's why I want to go there, because I eat so little, I want to eat more. Then you go back to God and you can eat, because you have a spiritual body. But you are not bombarded by misery, you're not hungry. Just like when you go Harinam, you have that bliss, you just feel so ecstatic. You don't think you're hungry, you don't think of anything material. You are in complete bliss, transcendental bliss. The process of devotional service, the symptom of devotional service is that you immediately feel happy. Just like nobody wants to go to work. Oh no, Monday. Isn't it? I never, like, I wouldn't think of going to work. I never worked before. So, so birth, death, disease and death, these things come. So, devotees, we don't really, I don't really like to celebrate the birth. But today is also Purujan Prabhu's Vyasa Puja. Yeah! He's an ecstatic devotee, Purujan Prabhu. When I was in Vrindavan Gurukul, he just came. So he was our ashram teacher just for a while. And he was just, that time, he was, that was 1980s, 1983, I just left, he came. Just leaving the school. And I think he just moved to Vrindavan Gurukul from America. And he was always associated with the kids. He used to work in the school. And so he started teaching Bhagavatam. What do you call that? Bhakti Shastri and then Bhakti Vaibhav. So I thought, well, yeah, Bhakti Vaibhav. And it was like, phew, too much over my head. And so he's so intelligent. He's so smart. The highest class of people, they take up Krishna consciousness because they're very intelligent. As Bhujan Prabhu, today his Vyasa Puja, we can glorify him. So, I remember Bhujan Prabhu was, and Jagatari Mataji, I said, I don't want to talk to this lady, it's too heavy and very serious. But Bhujan Prabhu is more approachable. We talked about this. So I said, I always avoided her. But here comes, she's like, really full on. You know, when he's giving class, they have like books that stack up this many references. And I thought, oh, here we go, you know, she's coming. And she has a group of Matajis. They're like her disciple. So here she comes. But she's this wonderful devotee, but I avoided her because it's really full on. Like a tej, effulgence from her, like it's mentioned here, effulgence from a devotee. So I always like Bhujan Prabhu because he's so expert at presenting Krishna consciousness philosophy. And I remember I met, he came to China, I was in China, him and Bhujan Prabhu one day, and he was doing japa reform, japa workshop in one of the yoga centers. I was there. So he said, just have to chant one mantra. Focus your mind on one mantra. I said, yeah, I'm doing it. You know, I'm chanting 16 rounds every day. What was one month? No problem. So he said, no, but he just chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But did you actually focus on one mantra? So he was emphasizing in the japa workshop. He said, just one mantra. So that was chanting my rounds. I think, actually, he's right. Because we get our rounds done, but actually, we haven't chanted nicely. It's like calling your wife or children, hey, you know, like it's a regular thing. It's not like you're not paying attention. Hey, kya kar raha hai? Khana banao mere ke liye. Make food for me. You call her, your wife or your children, come here. There's no love in that, isn't it? Like your mother calls, hey, Prabhupada, come here. You know. So when you chant Hare Krishna, you have to have some attention. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you're chanting Hare Krishna, tears flow from his eyes like torrents of rain. I cry a little bit, not like tears from the like torrents of rain. It's mentioned that the devotees were collecting, the rain came out of his eyes like torrents of rain, and they were collecting in a bucket. Wow, so much. So we think, oh, I don't want to go Harinam, I don't want to chant my rounds, you know. So we need to put love, affection. We have to love the devotees. We have to love each other. If you don't love the devotees, who do you love? Devotees are a real friend. So, Krishna is our friend. Our Guru is our friend. Guru Maharaj. Love Guru, love Krishna. Because they give us knowledge, they give us life. If Srila Prabhupada didn't go to America, we wouldn't have Melbourne Temple today. You would be somewhere in India doing something. Who knows what we would be doing? Prabhupada is our savior. Our Guru Maharaj is savior. Krishna is our savior. So you have to think in this term. Go deeper in understanding the philosophy. Then you will know how to love Krishna. Don't be on the surface. When you're on the surface, we are mentally, we're mental. We're on the surface. Like a big fish. Someone calling me this early. My yes. phone. I keep it on because sometimes it just wakes me up in the class. So everything we do, you need to get off the mental level. How to get off the mental level? Study Bhagavatam. Talk to a devotee. Chant Hare Krishna sincerely. Jayapataka Maharaj was saying once, chant Hare Krishna, cry for Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And if you don't cry for Krishna, cry to cry for Krishna. You understand? And sometimes when you're hunted by a ghost in India, and even in our village, there was this person, like some skinny guy, but he was so strong. Like before you can just flick him, he'll go flying. But suddenly he was really strong because he was hunted by ghosts. No one can go near him, attacking everyone. So some elderly people, they knew the technique how to get the ghost out of him. They said that they threw chili in his eyes. If I throw chili in the eyes, you can't take it. So then he got the ghost out. They have, you know, ghostbusters in here in the Western country. They threw chili. So we are like that, we are haunted by ghosts. Ghost of Maya. We don't need to put chili in our eyes, just chant Hare Krishna. Dance in ecstasy! That you have no idea who you are anymore. You are transcendently transformed in the spiritual platform. It's like Sudarshan was playing the Mridanga, like, he is not thinking, oh, I'm hungry, I need to go to the kitchen, I'm ready. He's totally observed, playing the drum. Yeah? It's like I'm in the kitchen, he'll come, can I ready? Are you cooking today? But sometimes I do the same thing. I just speak through the window who is cooking. If the person is a good cook, then I stay for back of Prasadam. I see that guy cooking, I go back in the temple and chant my house. So, when you can completely observe in chanting Hare Krishna, we're not thinking of ourselves anymore. We're not thinking of food or I'm thirsty or anything. Completely spiritually absorbed. So, Krishna consciousness means when you can understand this avatar, Krishna's Leela, pastimes. Krishna appeared in this world in the form of the holy name. Like Maharaj, they went to Maharaj explained the other day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only 500 years ago. 500 years ago. So I was born in Shantipur. You don't know where I was born, Shantipur. Yeah! Love Shantipur. Have you been to Shantipur? Who has been to Shantipur? Yeah. Sometimes I could cook very quickly, many things, breakfast, lunch. If somebody begs to me, please, I am sick, I can't cook, and at 6:40, I will do it. I can manage. Because people who are born in Shantipur, they have extra energy. Sometimes they say, people born in the holy dam, they have forearms. I say, where is my other two? So, it's like it mentioned here, manifest, unmanifest. So, don't judge a devotee by, you have to see the character. So Krishna is moving and not moving, but he's there. So sometimes there's one Mataji in Hong Kong. She's as skinny as this bamboo. She only eats one apple a day. Maybe that's what good energy. She comes in 5 o'clock in the morning. She goes home at like about 4 o'clock every day. So she's like really working and hard work in the kitchen stuff. And one day, I never saw her eating. One day I opened the door and she was behind the door, she was eating apple. She's very quietly. She's so skinny. She does all this work. So I was thinking to myself, like, how come she can do so much service? Because she's observing, serving Krishna. Krishna gives her the energy. So that's why also sometimes our devotees too. It's amazing, you do so much devotional service, you can't imagine it yourself how you did it. like your mother, Mahalakshmi Mataji, is your mother. When I first came, 2016, and I always saw her in the street, and she had this, animal with her. And wherever she goes, I said, who is this lady? I never seen any devotee like that. It's so funny, like dog with her, like every demigod has an animal. Shiva has wool. And then you have, and the Ganesh has what Ganesh? Yeah. And then Kartikeya has a peacock, and your mother has a, So I said, this lady is everywhere. And I heard the score in the temple. And I said, wow, that's her. And she was always ecstatic. And how she does it? And so we went to Harinam on Sunday. So I saw her joining in the kirtan. I said, Manaji, I never see you in the kirtan. You're always talking to people. You got a book back. She said the books ran out. So they had to go to the temple to get books for her. Yes. Half an hour later, she had a book back. So they hurriedly got books from the temple for her. And she was in ecstasy. Somebody just waving at us from the car, put the window down. Mataji was there, approaching the books. I thought, this lady is like too much. It's like, I don't know, she must have just dropped down from heaven. Boom, with the book bag. So, you can observe in Krishna consciousness, then you will have no anxiety. Anxiety comes when we don't observe ourselves in the serving. I'm the same. I go in the kitchen, I'm thinking, oh no, I gotta cook today. And cook for those people come to the temple, they're not even Krishna conscious, I don't want to cook for them. And food for life, those people, they're just in a nursing home, just looking at the TV all day. Yeah, let them die. Why do we have to give food? So I was thinking like this. Then I went in the kitchen, I felt ecstatic. Once you step into your place of service, step into the temple, your anxiety goes. Because then you are immersed in Krishna consciousness. So this whole Jarabhar story, it's like that. He was a very special person. And he totally immersed himself in Krishna consciousness. He was acting like a pagal. You know what that means, pagal? Pagal leki na bale, shagal leki na khaye. You know what that means? Yeah. Those who speak Hindi, they know. So, he was acting like a pagal. Right? The Gujarati, they always say that to me. That's the only word they know. Pagal. So, he was acting like a pagal because inside he was observing Krishna. So they thought these guys, they got him to pull the cart. Palanquin. When he starts to speak about Krishna, then Raghuna, the king, said, wow, this man is not just somebody, he's special, he's not ordinary. He's Mahabhagavat, great devotee. He actually got down and paid obeisance to him. So sometimes, people don't understand us. They go to Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. These people are chanting Hare Krishna all day like mad. They're crazy. No, we're not. Because, we have so many books we study. We are intellectual people. This is when that one Maharaj joined Srila Prabhupada and Giriraj Maharaj. He's very intelligent, very rich. His parents are very millionaire. So Prabhupada made him a devotee. So his parents came. He says, I will write a check, $1 million, and you give him my son back. So Prabhupada asked Giriraj Maharaj, what do you want to do? You want to stay with me or you want to give me money? And he said, no, I want to stay here. I'll take the money and give it to you, but I want to stay here. That's what he said. So, he was coming from a very wealthy family, very intellectual people. So those who chant Hare Krishna, those who take up Krishna consciousness, they're the highest, they're the very intelligent people. And everyone here very intelligent. Yeah. Very intelligent, very intelligent, Maharaji, you are a PhD. What's your name, Prabhu? Sorry. This Prabhu here is Rajaraj. Rajaraj, I guess not. So everybody said, this Prabhu here, every time I look at you, so this guy just running around, every time he's late for the, get at the back, he hasn't got his dhoti properly, and you know, he's like a, madman. Then they told me, he's a PhD, he's a lecturer, he goes, travels the US, goes to India, here and there, like a, and people pick you up, and I said, wow, I gotta be a friend with him quickly. So, I'm just saying, intelligent people. But when you in front of the devotees, when you're searching a devotees, we humble ourselves in front of Krishna. Because we understand the supreme knowledge of Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, we are all his son and daughter. Like Jesus said, we're son of God. We are Krishna's servant. Jiveshwarupaya Krishna Nidhidas. We're eternal servant of Krishna. We are eternal servant of the servant, the devotees. That should be our attitude, isn't it? Then everything goes smoothly, paka. You see. So I always try to stay deep, not on the surface, like a fish. You know, if you're on the surface, the big, the bird, they'll catch you. But if you go deep down, they can't touch you. So we have to observe yourself in consciousness deep. Chanting Krishna, deep. Associate devotees in the front, decay. Underneath you are deep. You can be whatever, but always understand why we are here. What is the purpose in life? I want to go back to Godhead. I want to go back to Godhead. Yeah. The purpose is to go up to Krishna. That's it. We all have a different thing to do here. Krishna brought us here, different family, different bodies. But our real purpose is to go back to Godhead with Krishna. But we have to understand who Krishna is, how to serve Him, how to love Him. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Don't tell me I have a question, but I didn't want to ask you in front of everybody. Ask me now. I'm sorry, I speak very realistic things. Not like, of course, so many verses, a book stack up this many references. But I can convince you through my way also. Yes?
How do we surrender completely?
Say it again in the microphone.
How can we surrender completely?
I wish I could answer you because I'm not surrendered myself completely, so I couldn't. But I can tell you, completely surrender, it's not just surrendering your, what you have, your family or anything. You have to surrender your mind, your consciousness, your behavior. So that I surrender to Krishna. I give everything to Krishna, but we're still lingering in desires, lingering in something in our heart. So we have to surrender. When we say surrender, we need to surrender our consciousness, our desires, transform those desires into spiritual desires, our consciousness, Krishna consciousness. That's harder. How can I surrender? But we're still lingering in desires in our heart. Yeah, I'm a devotee for so many years, but I still have so many desires. So why we don't relish chanting Hare Krishna? Because of those desires. Because we're not surrendered chanting Hare Krishna. At least, in my understanding, at least when we are standing in the temple, singing, I surrender completely. Die in chanting Hare Krishna. At least. So, when you do that, so observe that you don't have time to something to go in between. So eat up to here. You don't have time to go to a restaurant to eat something else because you're taking prasadam. That's why you can eat up to here. That's why you see some devotees go over there and eat it. You have time to go and eat something else. So surrender means surrender to Krishna. And it's not Krishna says, you surrender to me or else you go to hell. He didn't say that. Christian, they said, if you don't surrender to Jesus, you go to hell, you never come back again. Forever down there. Krishna says, surrender to me, take your time. Gradually. If you don't surrender, that's fine. You'll find out, so much suffering, and then come running to Krishna. Sometimes devotees, they go away. They understand the philosophy, they have knowledge, they go away. And then they come back after some time. I got beaten by Maya. I'm bashed by Maya. I want to be a temple. I want to be the devotees. Fooled on the mat. You can hear the head boom in the back of the temple. So surrender. They're just like, they can't wait to go to the temple. They had enough of the material world. You know, 9 to 5, everybody work hard, coming home, foaming at the mouth. He's like, you open the door, you fall down because you worked so hard. Fena, foam at the mouth. We want to foam at the mouth for Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. I mean, I haven't seen anyone foaming at the mouth chanting Hare Krishna. So surrender means it's not just a physical thing. Surrender means you have to understand Krishna's position as a supreme enjoyer. We are not. We are his servant. When you can understand the concept behind, then we will have no doubt. Then we will surrender. But before that, we need to understand everything clearly. So that's why you have problems with the devotees, problem with somebody else, because we don't understand that we still have some issues with ourselves. We are lingering with ego or something or the other. So somebody says this, I don't care. I go to the other side. I don't take part in it. Like that. So there's so many things I can talk about this. But that's a good question. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. It's a happy birthday, first of all.
Hare Krishna.
And thank you for the exciting gift. I'd like to offer one verse to you.
Verse?
Yes, sir. It's in the Pandyavali.
Okay.
And it very much represents you. So as a reminder.
Did you make it or it's from
No, it is from the Pandyavali. Okay. It's by Saravam Bhattacharya.
Okay.
During the Kirtan, I showed it to my Mahaprabhu. It just came to my head. So the verse goes like this. Parivadatu jano yatha tathava nanu mukharuna vayam vicharaya maha harirasa madira madatti matta bhuvi milutamatnato nirvisa maha. The translation is, let the talkative populace say whatever they like. We shall pay them no attention. Thoroughly maddened by the ecstasy of the intoxicating beverage of love for Krishna, we shall enjoy life running about, rolling on the ground and dancing in ecstasy. Mahaprabhu
ki. I'm not that. We're describing someone else. I tried to. That someone else is not here, not sitting here. Maybe over there in the crowd somewhere. Anybody there? But that's that's the platform that we completely that come to the platform of Krishna consciousness is where we are completely observe the holy name, and not just holy name, everything we do that we understand I'm doing it for Krishna, and it becomes very blissful. Otherwise, it's a drag. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You won't enjoy it. So when you do, Krishna, he's watching you. Hare Krishna, who is calling me? Krishna's, he's hearing you. He's everywhere in your heart. So when you chant Hare Krishna with love, he's listening to your uttering. Yeah. So people take birth. There was this Hare Krishna devotees, they went to Radharaman temple in Vrindavan. So the pujari told the American devotees, you're from Lecha, you're from America. You have to take birth to serve Devi here, to associate here, to serve Radharaman. You have to take birth to serve Krishna here. So he felt really offended. I don't know if he felt offended or not. So he came and told Prabhupada this. He said this to me, and you people are lechas, you are not Vaishnava. And so Prabhupada said to him, you go and tell him, next life he has to take birth in New York and chant Hare Krishna and take birth in ISKCON. Then he can see Krishna and serve Krishna. So don't think that you may be born in Melbourne, born somewhere, and you are not pure enough. No. I'm just lucky to take birth in Santipur. But everything that I know about Krishna, I heard it from the Americans. Not from my parents. They weren't following. My mother did Ekadashi, everything, but they didn't tell me all the deep philosophy. So, it's like if your parents are doctor, doesn't mean you are a doctor. You still need to study it. They can give you some guidance. So we are born at home, we have some piety, but still we have to surrender. Like I said, we still have to surrender. We still need to understand, we still need to study. Like taking initiation. You are roaming around for years, this guru or that guru, you know, there's so many gurus. Then you don't know who you want. You decide it. Make up your mind. Surrender. Take initiation. It's not a big thing. So, like that, it's a contract. After making contract, I forgot to add this. You know, the price is actually it's less. None of that. It's already fixed. This is what they do in China. That's what I'm saying. After making the contract, the final bill, the final invoice, they go, we forgot. I don't think they do it in India, right? So we have to make the contract. Take initiation means it's full lifetime to Krishna. I am yours. Shishrasteham sadhi mam tvam papanam. Arjuna said to Krishna, I am your disciple. I am your soul surrendered to you. You use me as you like. That's surrender. After surrender, there's a story. The disciple didn't eat the whole day because his guru didn't tell him to eat. I'm thinking, I get up in the morning, first thing I'm thinking, what's for prasadam today? His guru didn't tell him he didn't eat. That's the platform, the standard of surrender. But I don't think Prabhupada was merciful. If he did that, then nobody would be here. Our way in Melbourne temple is famous for prasadam. And then everybody says, I didn't tell you to eat, why you eat? You get out. You know, nobody would be here. So, Prabhupada was very merciful. He gave us what we are what we like. Everything is there. You know, enjoy. Develop it, enjoy Krishna consciousness. Okay? Okay? Any questions anymore? You know, like if I can be very heavy with you, but then you will not come to class again. You say you want to say something.
Well, thank you for this class. All the examples you gave in the class, you actually showed us during the kirtan how to remain enthusiastic and be selfless and still be dedicated. So thank you very much for living the whole philosophy for us.
As much as I like, I try to say what I do and stuff. Yeah, I remember.
Classes are very realistic and practical and experience, so that gives us hope that we can actually perform this.
Many years ago, when I was in the Gurukul, they gave me a trophy. You know, trophy? Silver trophy. You give to usually people who are like, Melbourne Cup or something, you give a trophy. So they gave me a huge trophy. It was huge. Silver, real silver trophy. And I said, I don't want it empty. They filled it up with gulab jamun. And then and they had a side of the trophy. They wrote a verse from the nature of instruction. That verse and translation. And they gave me that. 1982 when I was at school. I said, wow, gulab jamun. I didn't care about the trophy. And I went to the ashram with all my students. And so I was feeding them, they're feeding me. It was very nice. I said, it's not for anyone else, it's for us. It's my students, ashram. So, you know, we encourage people. So if you encourage me, I encourage you. So this is what we're doing. We're encouraging each other to serve Krishna. It's the whole Krishna consciousness is a process of encouraging, that's all. It's not like, I put you down, you put me down. That's the end. No one will be here. So Prabhupada was always encouraging his disciples. If you saw Prabhupada, he's so loving. He even go to the Brahmacharya ashram to see if they had enough sleep, are they okay, they have enough bed. You know, Prabhupada is so like, that's what they always say, Prabhupada is like a father. You know, so we have to be very kind, not you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but also see their material needs. He was very, very understanding in that way. So, you know, not just we study the philosophy, it becomes book knowledge only, but there is no practicality. You know, we study like the Pandit, and the knowledge comes out of the ears and head, but practicality is when you can understand things more clearly. Yeah, and practice that and be with everyone. Make yourself very sweet to others. Then Krishna consciousness becomes very blissful. So not only we understand the philosophy, but we also want to, we should know to make Krishna consciousness very positive, very, very palatable. Yeah. Otherwise, we're not relishing it. It becomes on the surface. Showman. Show bottle. They say in America, show bottle. Here goes. Here comes Bob, show bottle. They used to say, but I'm still here, all my friends are gone. So maybe show bottle, but I'm here. Whatever. I won't be show bottle, but at least I'm doing it. You know. So that's my thing. So try to do it with others. I have a friend from Australia, he lives in Hong Kong. We were in Gurukul together. He's a GBC 4. He's a GBC. He's younger than me. And you know, he always gets all the kids together and he does the maha cleaning kitchen and temple. So I was very attracted to him for doing that. You know, something that, you know, he didn't say, you do it, and then you sit around chatting up. But he was doing it with everyone. And it feels really good. You do it together, you know. Even they say, in school, let's do it together, share. And he used to get everyone, and everybody came, oh, Chandrasekhar is doing maha cleaning, let's go help him. But he himself was doing it. So it becomes very, very nice and appreciated. Like, oh, I tell you what to do. That's material world. I'm the boss of your servant. Then it becomes very mundane. In Krishna consciousness, when you do service together, it becomes very palatable. Everybody enjoys together. It's not my birthday. And then you say, tomorrow is not my birthday anymore. You say, oh, this guy, you know. It's still his birthday, you know. Here, that guy comes again. And the birthday, probably his birthday, happy birthday. Next day, you know, give him a kick. So we have to understand that love is not just, you know, it's a show thing. Then Guru Maharaj is Vasa Puja. Oh, Guru Maharaj. And show off. Rest of the year, bye-bye. See you next time. No, that's not love. Love is, it's a continuous thing. You know, sometimes people, jump off to me, get on the altar so everyone can see you. And the rest of the time, they need pujari at a time. Yeah. The love means you have to understand, in the time of difficulty, you want to assist, you want to help. Not only, it's not something you make a show of it. It's from the heart. Krishna's there in our heart. So there's many issues about this. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Ganamandeya.